Okay, thank you very much. And now we're going to move into the part of the meeting that we call the marathon, the afternoon marathon session. We're going to talk about the clinical trials that are underway or about to start, and I know that's the part that everyone looks forward to and is very excited about. And we're excited about it. If you think about it, this was part of our conference that almost didn't exist. Even, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, we had scientists talking about preclinical work, talking about mouse models and where it might lead someday. So I think it's very exciting to see that we have a whole day devoted to clinical trials in progress and that we actually have trouble fitting them all into the agenda. It's becoming more and more challenging. So I want to apologize in advance that this is going to be a real marathon, and hopefully you'll hang in there because there's some very exciting data and things that I think you'll enjoy. So we're a little bit off schedule. We have half an hour till lunch, and we have an hour and a half because lunch starts at 1, and we have to be out of this room at 1. So I'm going to ask all the speakers, if at all possible, if you can be pretty concise and prompt. I would really like to preserve that time at the end where we're going to allow people to ask questions because there are questions. And so if there's any way for you to shorten your talk or be very concise, we'd appreciate it. It's not your fault. We're off schedule, but we would appreciate that because that'll give people that time for questions. So in the interest of staying on time, I'm going to be very brief in my opening remarks. I've just put this slide back up that I used in my talk yesterday just to emphasize that we're going to hear a lot of different strategies today over the course of the day, everything from trying to replace or restore dystrophin to addressing some of these other problems that go on. Any one of these things that happen is a potential target for therapy development, and so you can just keep this in mind. Probably next year maybe we'll make a printout and put it in your folders. While I'm up here, I was also asked to remind you that we have clinical trial sheets on all the trials you're going to hear about today that are printed. They're in the booklet that came in your pack. So if you haven't seen that, that's where it is. We actually do have all of that information in detail because it will likely be a lot to absorb while you're sitting here. But you have that as a reference when you leave as a takeaway. The other thing I wanted to mention briefly, too, before we get into the talks is that some of you know that Siren Interactive has helped us develop an app for the iPhone and for the Android platform that will help you locate clinical trials and will give you up-to-date information about clinical trials. And it will find the nearest trial site to where you are using your GPS. And that's a really handy tool, and it was a wonderful thing that they did. And I just want to make you all aware of that. That's a free app. And I believe Duchenne Project MD.org. Okay, so Ryan is making faces at me. Ryan will email you. All right, so with no further ado, I was going to give you a little bit of background information about phase 1, 2, and 3. I think a lot of you know what that all means, and I think the key thing to keep in mind is that phase 1 is basically a practice run for a phase 2 trial, and phase 2 is a practice run for a phase 3. The idea is that everything you learn in those earlier trials you put to use in the next phase so that when you do your phase 3, you're taking your best shot. There may be cases where we can go straight from a phase 2 to approval, and you might hear about some of that as well, but that's a general scheme. That's what you're going to hear about as things progress. And having said that, that's going to be the end of my remarks now. We're going to get back on time. We're all going to go to lunch at 1. So I'm going to invite Dr. Jerry Mendell from Nationwide Children's Research Institute to come up here. And I don't see Jerry. There he is. Yay. Okay, that's a good sign. I'm going to invite Jerry to come up here and talk about follistatin gene therapy for Becker muscular dystrophy. And he's got some very exciting data he's going to share with us. And I mentioned people always say there were no trials for Duchenne but before, you know, the last 10 years. That's not actually true. I know that Jerry did significant number of trials in the 70s and 80s where we didn't know as much about the disease and it was a guess. And so he's excited now to be not guessing but taking a shot on goal.